Hello, Nigel Ogden here. It's good to be back with you once again. And following on from Damon's broadcast archive selection last week, for this week's programme I've chosen mainly archive material from other sources, although there are one or two broadcast excerpts as well. Now, one of my favourite English cathedral organs is the instrument at Chester, possibly because I've played it on numerous occasions over the years. And for starters, I hope you'll enjoy an extract from a concert I played there in October 2014 as part of the cathedral's fifth organ marathon day. Well, I'd been asked to provide some lighter material, and I included a few tunes from that all-time classic, Mary Poppins. Music from Mary Poppins, played by me on the organ of Chester Cathedral. Now, this next track takes us back to the 29th of September 1961, which apparently was the last ever broadcast given by Jack Hellyer. Now, as theatre organ enthusiasts will know, he was associated for many years with the superb four-manual 22-rank Konica organ in the Ritz, later the Odeon, in Nottingham. Well, this programme was part of the famous Midland Console series, and as we don't often get to hear the distinctive Konica sound, let's enjoy The March of the Herald. Thank you. Jack Hellyer at the Concert of the Ritz, Nottingham, Connacher in 1961, and the March of the Herald. Well, here's the sound of another instrument in its original home, which was the Paramount Odeon in Newcastle-on-Tyne, with its magnificent three-manual 19-rank Wurlitzer, which eventually went to the Kitchen Brothers car showroom in Diss, Norfolk, and from there to Turner's musical merry-go-round just outside Northampton, and is currently awaiting its next home. Now, I don't really know the circumstances behind this next recording, which features a superb musician in the form of Graham Wright. Now, Graham was a highly regarded player in the electronic organ world, but he certainly knew how to handle a large theatre pipe organ like the Newcastle Wurlitzer as well. As I say, I don't know when and for what this was recorded, and only a short track as the quality is not marvellous, but for the sake of hearing this organ in situ, and also an example of Graham's fine musicianship, I hope you enjoy this great arrangement of The Lady is a Tramp. There I suggest some definite hints of Brian Rodwell influence making themselves heard there in that track from Graham Wright at the Odeon Newcastle-on-Tyne Wurlitzer. Now, I wonder if anyone listening remembers attending one of the still much-missed Carlo Curley's concerts, which took place in the Great Hall of London's Alexandra Palace. Now, of course, he didn't play the Willis pipe organ, which hadn't really had much restoration work done at the time. Instead, he used his touring Allen digital organ, which I think I'm right in saying now lives alongside the Wurlitzer at the National Hotel and Golf Course in Uckfield. Anyway, this particular concert by Carlo Curley at Alexandra Palace took place on the 17th of September 1977 and included the popular Sinfonia from Cantata No. 29 by J.S. Bach. Incidentally, the Allen needed 380 speakers to fill that vast space. Thank you. Carlo Curley playing Bach on Allen Digital at Alexandra Palace in 1977. Right, a few BBC organ-associated tracks coming up now. In 1996, the Organist Entertains attended the annual American Theatre Organ Society convention, which that year was based in the Los Angeles area. Now, while we were there, I recorded a few tracks on the giant five-manual Moller in Pasadena's Civic Auditorium, which, of course, was originally Reginald Fort's touring pipe organ, so it seemed appropriate to include an arrangement of his famous signature tune, Keep Smiling. Well, while I was recording that and the other tracks, sitting quietly and listening in the stalls of that huge auditorium was someone already starting to make a name for himself and is now one of the UK's finest all-round organists, Richard Hills. During the convention, the then-teenage Richard played a concert on the Wurlitzer of the San Gabriel Civic Auditorium, and I thought you might enjoy his wonderful arrangement of Hot Dog. Thank you. Hot Dog from a young Richard Hills at the San Gabriel Civic Auditorium Wurlitzer during the 1996 ATOS convention. Well, back to the BBC, and to round things off, a couple of tracks featuring the 1936 Compton concert organ, which still lives in the Maida Vale studios, but currently undergoing a bit of an uncertain future with the BBC's imminent departure from that building. Now, father and son Charles and Harold Smart made numerous recordings there for The Organist Entertains in the 1970s, and this has always been one of my favourites, a piece specially written by Harold called Pipes and Plugins, as Robin Richmond used to refer to electronic instruments. Well, Harold's on Thomas Electronic with Charles at the Three Manual Compton. Charles and Harold Smart on Pipes and Plugins, playing Pipes and Plugins. Now, in later years, I recorded two or three sessions on the Maida Vale Compton, so as I opened this programme, I hope you won't mind if I bring things to a conclusion with a piece called Intrada, written by Grayston Ives for Her Majesty the Queen's Silver Jubilee in 1977. Intrada, played by me on the BBC Maid of Vale Compton. And that's it for this time. I hope you enjoyed the musical miscellany and that you'll be able to join Damon next week. I'll be back with you on July the 8th, but in the meantime, full details of what you've heard on this programme, plus plenty more besides, can be found on our website, www.organistencores.co.uk, or on our Facebook page, at The Organist Encores. For now, this is Nigel Ogden saying thanks for your company, all the best, and bye-bye.